Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, continuing our conversation today with Manhattan Chamber President and CEO Jason Smith as we talk about priorities here for 2021. And we've been talking about, you know, the need for building sites here for economic development. Community growth is kind of a broad topic here, but kind of talk a little bit about what you're thinking here in terms of community growth being a priority this year.
Yeah, so we talk about three things when we talk about growth: job growth, income growth, and population growth. And some sort of combination of those three things are what's important for a community. So from a chamber standpoint, that allows our businesses to grow and prosper, and allows us to bring in new businesses and allows new businesses to get started, which I think from a quality of life standpoint, we all, as residents, we all like to see when new restaurants open and new retail opportunities open. But in order for those things to happen, you have to have some sort of combination of job growth, income growth, and community growth. We talked a little bit about the job growth. And of course, we have a whole strategy through the Region Reimagine Plan dedicated to initiatives that we need to implement to have job growth. But one of the things that we haven't talked a lot about, and was a bit of a surprise to me over the last year, is we always, every year at budget time, budget time for our governing bodies, and we see our elected officials in this quandary of trying to maintain the services that we all expect with flat revenues. And so the question is, why are our revenues flat? And we think a lot of that is job growth, but we also think some of that is population growth. And so as we looked at the numbers, this is from the U.S. Census Bureau, over the last 10 years, going from 2010 to 2019, Manhattan's averaging about 0.5%, a little under 0.5% population growth annually, and which is significantly below what our regional peers will see. And even places that you would say are moderate growth communities, and we're primarily looking at university communities, right? So Lawrence, Columbia, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Ames, Iowa, even to some degree Lincoln, Nebraska, and every one of those communities averages over 1% a year, and has consistently over the last several decades. And I think you all know I've been in university communities now for close to 20 years, and you just expect in a university community to have 1 to 1.5% annual growth. So to have under 0.5% growth is not going to be sufficient enough, particularly without the job and income growth, to be able to sustain the quality of life that we all want. And so we're going, if you start talking to people who are engaged in these activities and ask them what they think the challenges are, it's clear that a lot of it's anecdotal. So you get a lot of, well, this happens and this happens, and it turns into opinions, and that's not necessarily the most productive way to address these issues. And so, again, we've put together a small group, a task force, to take a look at this issue. And I'm certainly grateful that we had former state representative Tom Phillips has agreed to step up and chair that for us. But to take a look at the growth challenges in Manhattan and what might be causing those, I think it's probably, we're going to find out that a lot of that has to do with the decrease in student population and over the last 10 years, and then also some decrease in the population at Fort Riley. And those are things that we may or may not be able to control. However, having said that, that doesn't change the fact that then we need to be even more thoughtful and even more intentional about what policies we can put in place to continue to grow as a community. And again, we all enjoy the fruits of growth, which are, new businesses and new opportunities and higher, parks and trails and all the amenities that governing bodies can invest in when they have the tax revenues to invest in it. But in order to make those things happen, we have to see growth, and we have to see growth in jobs, in population, and of course in personal incomes.
Is it fair to say, Jason, that you, being the chamber president in Manhattan versus maybe in Lawrence, where you're closer to the Kansas City metro, that you have to be more aggressive here in Manhattan?
there's no question that when you're a standalone community like Manhattan, you have to be more aggressive than you are if you're in a suburb. And I don't know if you consider Lawrence a suburb or not. It is obviously much closer to Kansas City than we are to a major metro area. But I spent 5 years in Norman, and I can tell you that of the opportunities that we had for economic development projects in Norman, 80% of those were because we were in the Oklahoma City metro. So if you look at that and figure out, okay, 20% were because, you know, maybe you had the university or you had some other asset that was interesting. And you think about it from a Manhattan standpoint, that means we have to be, as you said, much more aggressive in how we approach this, because we don't get the natural, necessarily the advantage of proximity to a large airport, or the proximity to, you know, the crossroads of major interstates, or the proximity to major populations. Having said that, we have advantages here that we are very excited about and are promoting nationwide, and that includes our expertise in biosecurity and animal health, and we're making a lot of inroads in our marketing efforts and seeing opportunities there that we hadn't seen before. And so and then having a university gives you a talent pipeline, and having Fort Riley here gives you an opportunity to access people who may be separating from the military. And so we have a lot of inherited built-in advantages, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, if you're in proximity to a million population metro, you're going to have opportunities you don't have when you're not.
All right, very good. Jason Smith again joining us here. He's the Chamber President and CEO, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. I guess maybe we take a break here, come back, and we'll have segment number 3 with Jason up next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.